for so many forms of work, they're competitive. You're competing with another company. You're competing with other employees. And that stress is inherent to many forms of work. So the notion of reducing stress probably reduces productivity. So for me, when companies ask about decreasing stress, I say what you want is to buffer against stress with more well-being. That stress is here to stay, but to the extent you can increase PERMA, positive emotion, engagement, relationships, and meaning at work, then you buffer against stress. So for me, the issue at work is the building of PERMA and not the reduction of stress.
Of course, you have eustress, and you need a basic stress to keep your cardiovascular system going and all that. And also, it makes perfect sense to buffer against excessive stress with PERMA and positive events in your life, of course. However, it's what people experience often can be, I think, seen as a reaction to complexity, overwhelming complexity, too much information, too much competition, too little time, too many relations, and so on. So there's really a prioritizing challenge for people, and they it's hard to prioritize when they can't overview everything and so on. So and when you say you should buffer against stress, you don't get away with it. They're not content with it. Many of the stress coaches I know would say, well, you have to lower the stress level at least in order to function. And these people probably have to do a whole lot of other interventions in order to get back in good shape. So do you have a take on where the balance is between that? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. First of all, the notion of stress is not a psychological word, as Hans Henrik knows. This is a common, ordinary word that has not really had a serious psychological underpinning. Now, we tend to break it down into mobilizing and demobilizing stress, anxiety and depression. And so anxiety is hypermobilization. Depression is demobilization. And so the questions are more appropriately about anxiety and depression at work. And those are two very different things, and the way out is different. So part one. Part two, when I woke up this morning, I was stressed because I said, in a couple of hours, I'm going to have a long interview with a Danish magazine. And what are they going to ask me about? And I prepared for it. And that was, it used time. It was stressful. But if somehow I was really relaxed about it, I would do a less good interview. It is very important that there is an amount of anxiety and stress and discomfort that fuels good work. And there's just no way around that. And it would be a disservice to productivity at work, to excellence at work, to say, let's get rid of all the anxiety and stress. It's part of competition, part of the free market. Now, a second thing that your question bears on is work-life balance and having more leisure time for family and the like. Now, that makes a lot of sense for a job, which you're doing just for the money, and it's really other stuff that you value. But for someone like the three of us, or at least Hans Henrik and I, work-life balance doesn't apply as much to a calling or to a career as it does to a job, which is just done for money. So I don't want more work-life balance. I have a calling. I want to do it as much as I can. And when people say, oh, take the day off and don't think about psychology, that's oppressive to me.